California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, to consider adoption of order number R1-2013-0048, amending the time schedule order number R1-2011-0103, provide time to undertake actions to comply with requirements in order R1-2013-0001 for the City of Santa Rosa Subregional Water Reclamation Facility. This item has been properly noticed. All those who expect to give testimony in this matter, please stand, raise your right hand, and take the following oath. Do you swear and affirm you will tell the truth in this matter?
I do.
Mr. Charles Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board. Charles Reed, staff engineer with the Water Board. I'd like to enter the file on the record. Item number six is a public hearing to consider order number R1-2013-0048for the Santa Rosa Subregional Water Reclamation System. This order amends an existing time schedule order number R1-2011-0103, issued by the Regional Water Board Executive Officer in November 2011. Your board packet for this item includes the Executive Officer Summary Report, the proposed order, a red line strikeout version of the time schedule order R1-2011-0103, a clean version of the time schedule order, which is attached to B, staff responses to the comments from the City of Santa Rosa, a copy of the comment letter from the City of Santa Rosa, and a copy of the Santa Rosa Nutrient Offset Program. So in this presentation, I'll be going over the permit requirements in the 2006 and 2013 now permits for phosphorus and nitrogen. I'll hit the highlights of the nutrient offset program. I'll talk a little bit about the applications of the 2011 time schedule order. I'll talk about the proposed amendment to that order, and I'll discuss the comments, very briefly discuss the public the comments from the City of Santa Rosa. So first was a kind of quick thumbnail history of the both the NPS permits. Order 2006-045 was adopted by the board in September 2006 and will be replaced on February 1st, 2014 by Order 2013-001, which was just adopted by the board. Both orders contain effluent limitations for the nutrients expressed as net load. In the 2006 order, effluent limits for phosphorus and nitrogen became effective in November 2011. In the new order, the no net loading for nitrogen was removed for lack of reading potential, as has been discussed in my previous presentation. The effluent limit for phosphorus remains in effect. Both NPS permits suggest possible methods of compliance with the no net loading limit, including treatment plant upgrades, diversion to the recycled water system, implementation of an approved offset program, or any combination of these strategies. During the previous permit term, the city indicated that it was interested in pursuing development of a nutrient offset program to comply with the no net loading limit. So in response, the regional board staff worked with the city to develop the nutrient offset program as a tool for complying with the no net loading limits. The Santa Rosa Nutrient Offset Program was approved by the board through resolution number R1-2008-0061, which was adopted by the board in 2008. Under the terms of the program, every pound of nitrogen and phosphorus that's discharged by the city to surface waters would be offset by a pound of nitrogen and phosphorus removed or controlled through city-sponsored projects within the watershed. The program includes an implementation plan that allows the annual load of phosphorus and nitrogen to be offset, the annual load of nitrogen and phosphorus to be offset, to be calculated as a three-year average. For example, the first compliance assessment would occur in 2014, after the conclusion of the 2013-2014 discharge season. Under the implementation plan, the city would then compare its three-year average of phosphorus and nitrogen loading from the 2011-12, 12-13 and 13-14 discharge seasons with loads removed or controlled over the same period through offset projects. From 2008 through 2011, proposing and obtaining approved offset projects proved challenging, as I described in the last presentation. In 2011, to address the city's concerns about its ability to comply with the no net loading limits, the Regional Board Executive Officer issued a time schedule order to provide one extra year to comply with the timelines in the offset program. The effect of this was to extend the first compliant date from 2014 to 2015, and to extend the first season for the three-year averaging period from 2011-12 to 2012-13 discharge season. The order before you today would amend the existing time schedule order by approving an additional 2 years to comply with the timelines in the time schedule order, and an opportunity for approval of one additional year at the executive officer's discretion if an exceptional project is proposed that requires more time to approve and implement. Staff determined that this extension is justified. Water Board staff have been working cooperatively with the city staff to continue to identify and investigate nutrient offset project opportunities. Identification, approval, and implementation of the offset projects could take additional time, and the city may not be able to implement offset projects quickly enough to achieve compliance with the no net loading effluents for phosphorus in the new permit through implementation of the nutrient offset program. The effect of the proposed amendment to extend the compliance date, what it would do is extend the compliance date from 2015 now to 2017 and change the first discharge season for the three-year averaging from the 2012-13 discharge season to the 2014-15 discharge season. The amended TSO also requires the city to submit to the Regional Water Board staff a nutrient offset project implementation plan. This plan would allow the Regional Board staff to evaluate the city's progress in developing nutrient offset projects that the city may propose later for executive officer approval. The city would be required to update the plan annually and provide periodic updates to the Regional Board staff on the plan implementation. The amended TSO also contains an interim effluent limit for phosphorus to ensure that treatment performance does not deteriorate for the duration of time schedule order, and while the city is making progress towards compliance with the final no net loading for phosphorus. Comments on the proposed order and amended time schedule order received from only the city of Santa Rosa. Regional Board staff met with city staff and arrived at mutually acceptable revisions to the draft time schedule order, which are included in the proposed order. There were no late revisions to the this order, and staff recommends adoption of order number R1-2013-0048. With that, concludes my very short presentation, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Thanks, Josh. We'll come to questions. Okay, I've got one speaker card for Mr. David. I know who started that. I'm going to get that guy. Thank you, Chairman Norton.
did we have something for lunch this morning? At least he answers to all of them.
Please state your name.
My name is David Gewin. I'm the Director of Utilities for the City of Santa Rosa. And I wanted to thank staff and the Regional Board staff under the leadership of Executive Director St. John to understand the inherent difficulty of a program such as this and implement a program such as this, and working with us to develop a TSO that was, as Mr. Reed described, mutually beneficial and mutually agreeable. So thank you, and that's all the comments I have.
I wanted to just reiterate to you too, you know, the we adopted that permit, and I want you to know too that, you know, from that standpoint, that we fully do, I think, want to see a robust system of nutrient offset, and you guys are actually way ahead on this, and that's much appreciated. So, thank you.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, any other comments or questions, Mr. Massey?
Mr. Chair, I give you a motion to adopt order R1213004.